Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
And my
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Welcome, everyone, to an on-the-road edition of Crusader Talk. We're trying something out today. We're going live this evening from Danny Owens Field. We have already had one soccer match completed as the men take down Tougaloo College by a final score of 8-0. Women's match in progress. They are wrapping up halftime just as we speak. Y'all, it is 14-0 Crusaders right now. Josh, before you head back over to the call, first want to congratulate you on the birth of your son. How have things been at the house?
It's been good. Mike is home, 7 pounds, 5 ounces, 19 and a half inches long. He is with us. So he's still not 40 weeks old. He was taking C-section 39 weeks. So he is learning how to eat, and he's learning how to, you know, soothe himself and all that fun stuff. So it's been an adventure.
How's the soccer been today? I know you've been out here enjoying a little time away and enjoying some William Carey athletics.
We've seen 3 hat tricks. Jack Greenwood, you'll hear about, with a hat trick in the final 10 minutes of that match. And then already Salmon with a hat trick and Barajas with a hat trick for the ladies in the first half. This is going to be a record-breaking night in terms of total goals scored for the ladies as they continue to surge here late in the year. So we'll let you have fun with Coach Farrell.
All right. Thanks so much, Josh. As he already alluded to, we've got Coach Farrell over here as well to recap a little bit about what we've missed since the last time we spoke. Coach, you are officially a regular on the podcast. They used to call those friend of the pod.
Is that right?
I think you're just a substitutionary co-host at this point, as much as you've been on.
Hey, I'll take it. I'll take it anytime.
All right. So after a little bit of a slide against Life and Dalton State, you come back. Get a couple wins under your belt, one this weekend, one earlier today. What's kind of been the change lately? I heard Jack Greenwood was back, and that's a big get.
Yeah, Greenwood came on with about 20 minutes to go. That was his first start of the season, and, you know, he's an unbelievable finisher in front of goal, and he scores those 3 goals, 3 excellent goals. So it's just getting him back to in kind of game shape, fitness shape, but can always rely on Jack Greenwood in front of goal.
It's so easy to forget what a difference maker he was in previous seasons, but you know, all of a sudden to come out and be as fast and as active as he was to score those 3 goals, pretty nice to see that. But you know, let's kind of circle back. I know a lot of people don't want to hear about losses, but there are things that this team learns from. Life, a 2-0 loss, and then Dalton stayed on the road 2-1 as well. That Dalton game, a very physical one. A lot of cautions issued and a kind of a controversial end to that. What was it like out there?
We actually had a really good game plan. You know, you never... You know, when you lose a game, you know, when we lost against Life, and I thought they deserved the win in that game, Life. But Dalton, you know, I thought we were hard done by. I thought our game plan was excellent. It's just unfortunate with that penalty in the last couple of minutes. But, you know, we'll see. Hopefully we'll see Dalton again. I still think we can do something there in maybe postseason if we get to see them again. So yeah, it was you know, it's disappointing losing the 2 games, but then you go away from it and it's so competitive in our conference. You know, Dalton then they tie with UT Southern on the road, and then it opens up the door for, you know, Mobile and William Carey going into the last game of the season this Thursday. You know, William Carey, we go to Mobile away, be a good environment there, hostile environment. We still have a chance to win the league. So we need to take care of business. We need to win there, and then if Life play Dalton in Life, if Life can get a win there, we ended up winning the league come from nowhere. So it's so competitive. We can still finish first, second, third, and fourth in the league in over one game.
Yeah, I really wondered, you know, as your team was starting to lose a couple pieces here and there going into the past week of play, you know, what would be the change that could help them get back on the road? Do you feel like as Jack Greenwood sees a little bit more playing time and gets a little bit back into game shape, do you think he's kind of one of those pieces that can help push this Crusader bunch You threw the final moments of the regular season and on into postseason as well?
Possibly. So we got kind of a decision to make with Jack. Do we, you know, he's only played one game. If he plays in postseason, you know, is you know, you burn his year of eligibility. This is his senior year. So we kind of have to make a decision here in the next week or two what road we're going down. But he you know, certainly has the goals in him. So I think he'll be used, you know, down the stretch for sure. We got to get the other forwards, you know, and up to scratch as well. The guys are like, hey, what do I need to do? You need to score 3 goals in 20 minutes like Jack Greenwood. That's, you know, that's really it.
Talking with Coach Barry Farrell, men's soccer here at Danny Owens Field, as we have a game going on right now between the Lady Crusaders and Abraham Baldwin, newcomer to the conference. Yeah. They don't have a men's team, so you don't get to see that side of this university. But you know, so far so good for William Carey as they play on the women's side. What have you enjoyed taking in so far that you've seen?
Yeah, the girls are just so dominant in front of goal. They've been like that all season, and you know, it's going to come close between them and UT Southern for actually the league. I think UT Southern just have it on goals at this moment. You know, for our girls to not lose a game in conference and come second, it's a bit of a heartbreaker. But I'm sure they'll come strong again in conference, and probably will end up playing a life in a UT Southern again and get kind of revenge there. But you know, our girls can go all the way and win this national championship. There's probably 4 or 5 teams that are in the similar situation in the women's side. And I think if they just stay healthy and they get some of those players up front scoring goals, you know, they have a great chance of winning it, you know.
Yeah, and they seem to have gotten stronger as the year goes on. You had to learn a lot of who's going to be the attackers up front. We knew Christina Salmon was going to come out there and, you know, be pretty good, but I don't know that we anticipated how much of a piece she would be for this group. But it's been good to see them, and I know it's kind of an odd thing for you to get to watch them second after your team played first.
I kind of like it, though.
Yeah? We saw that early season last year, I want to say. It is kind of fun. You get to sit here under the lights. Great weather, by the way.
Amazing weather. You know, we had, even on campus today, we had a couple of thousand people on actual campus while our game was going on, and the opening of the stage on campus with the carnival. I missed out on that, unfortunately, but I heard it was a great success. So, you know, with women's soccer, men's soccer, volleyball are doing well. We're about to start basketball season as well. It's just a good time, a great time to be a Crusader and just witness these excellent athletes.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can talk to Dr. Burnett. He was over there at the ceremony where they, you know, officially commissioned the stage and all the different fun activities going on over there. So we'll live figure this one out and see if we get a word from him.
Yeah, no, he's doing a fantastic job, and I'm disappointed that I actually didn't get over there and see all that, but I'm sure.
Well, you know, some certain things were out of your control, like the start of your match tonight.
Yeah.
All right, to open the window, pull back the curtain for everybody that may not be aware, we were supposed to have a men's soccer match start at 3 o'clock today.
Correct.
Due to what we'll call travel issues, match started a little bit delayed. But what was it like for you, understanding or hearing about the fact that Tougaloo wasn't going to arrive on time?
I was more concerned about the women's game because this is a conference game. So ours was a non-conference. So, you know, I had a quick conversation with, you know, you have to notify the referees. You got to notify you guys as well. You got to notify the food arriving at a later time. It was just a conveyor belt of, you know, and obviously letting Danny and the away team here, Abraham Baldwin, go, listen, it's going to start an hour later. I don't think Tougaloo understood, you know, the consequences of starting an hour later, but I'm just happy we're able to get the game in. You know, we got everybody off the bench involved that needed to play. We rested a couple of guys that are in car trouble for Mobile. There's another goal by Christina.
Golly, 16-0 now. The record for Carey, as far as we know in their history, is 17-0. That's been set twice this year.
I remember last year it was 70, and I think it was Blue Mountain College or Blue Mountain Christian. You got
to
look up what's the NAI record.
Oh,
I think it could be 25. I think we need to start looking up because there's still 37 minutes here, and they're gone to a running clock now.
Yeah, that will put a damper on us a little bit. I think they established that before the second half started, but not quite sure.
We'll have to ask Ryan Weir real quick. You know what? I'm sure he's a stat man. I'm sure he'll know what the NAI record is.
So it's pretty much a lock now, or it is a lock now that Kerry will be a host for the first round of the SSAC tournament. That'll be on Friday, November 1st.
It's actually, you know,
they will be.
You know, Thursday. We and Danny actually had a conversation, and we wanted it on Thursday because you get more time to prepare.
That's true.
And then Kevin and Tom just let me know, hey, that's Halloween.
And to play that during the day.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it was down for 5 and 7.30. I was like, that's not going to happen. So I'm in a discussion with Danny, hey, can we play like an 11 a.m. game and maybe a 1.30 game? I think the away teams will be happy with that as well, get them back at a reasonable time, and, you know, we'll have amazing weather here, I guess.
It sounds like a plan right there. Well, when we come back, Dr. Bryn Burnett has come over to our table. We're going to hear from him and hear about all that's been going on with Kerry Carnival and the new stage in the middle of the university. Should be a fun one here as we continue on Crusader Talk live from Danny Owens Field in a moment.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
I think there have been about four goals scored by Kerry since we went to break. It's 19-0 here in the second half with women's soccer playing Abraham Baldwin, a new conference opponent here in the SSAC. And there are still, again, a little over 31 minutes left in this match. It's a running clock for the entire second half, but still, Kerry is putting on now a record-breaking match, because that's the most goals, 19-0, the most goals ever scored in a William Kerry match ever for women's soccer. And so they're on the hunt for an NAIA record, which sits at 28 goals set by Lindsey Wilson in a game against Pikeville out of Kentucky in 2005. But right now, they are in a tie for seventh most goals ever scored in a match. And so they continue to climb that record ladder right now as we continue here on Crusader Talk. Clayton and Josh were able to swoop in and steal Dr. Burnett before I had a chance to get a headset on him. So he did a little interview with them on the stream, and now he's going to join us over here. Pitch side is Dr. Burnett. First of all, thanks for coming over here. You've been pretty busy as of late.
Man, you know, each week I think, well, next week is going to get a little bit better, Caleb. But you know, but I love being around the students, and I love being around the activities and watching what's going on. So I don't mind it. It just kind of keeps me busy as an old guy. Looks like we may be scoring again there.
We're trying again, 1-on-1. Christina Salmon. I mean, that's just money. 20-0.
But tonight, we're certainly very busy with everything going on campus, with our big carnival going on in our new stage area. It's been a great night on campus all the way around.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the stage project, how that came to be, and what are the expectations for that moving forward?
Well, really came about real quick. We just really started talking about it in the springtime of, hey, wouldn't it be nice to have a stage out here in the middle of campus? And then started talking to the architect. Literally, we didn't start it till June. And to finish a major project like that in just a few months is really nothing short of a miracle. So had a great contractor with Hanco and great people managing the project. So that's really transformed the middle of campus.
Hey, it's a great little piece to have there to really help out student life. And I think that's always an improving thing at William Kerry is the student life aspect of all this, more than just athletics, more than just dorms, but the activities and things they get to enjoy while here. It's a pretty special thing. And also, a carnival going on right now.
And you know, when they said we're going to have carnival rides, I was a little skeptical. But I just walked by it on my way over here, Caleb, and they're the line is a mile long on each one of the rides. Our students, community members, kids, it's just incredible. And you're right about the campus life. You know, that was one of my main goals to get here, was to liven this place up, because we've got a great institution. We've increased the number of people living on campus by over 200, and have our largest freshman class ever here at William Carey. And so campus is alive now.
Now,
and it's only going to get better. So,
and Coach Farrell, I'll bring you here in on this. You were telling me you were kind of jealous that your game had to coincide with the start of the carnival, and you hated you missed it. Yeah, you still got about an hour left of the carnival tonight. It ends at 8:30. So once we get done with this segment, maybe you can go over there. What kind of rides can Coach Farrell get a hold of?
Hey, we got a rock climbing wall, and no, for Coach, we've got a mechanical bull that's got his name written all over it.
Oh, please.
You don't want to see me rock climbing.
No, but I want to see a mechanical bull.
I do need you coaching the rest of the season, Coach.
Yes,
so I don't.
That is true.
Maybe you need to lay off.
Yeah, we don't want to lose Coach Farrell after we just get back Jack Greenwood. All right, so we want to thank Dr. Burnett for joining us over here, for all the great things that William Carey is continuing to do. We continue to see great improvements here, and enjoy catching up with you in your backyard.
Well, I appreciate that very much. It's always a great day to be a Crusader. Yeah. Thanks, Caleb.
All right, thanks, Dr. Burnett. All right, as we continue here on Crusader Talk with Coach Barry Farrell, soccer match still ongoing.
Yep.
Another goal been scored already.
Another goal, yeah. we're only, seven goals away,
seven away from tying
with still 27 minutes left.
Right now, Carey's in a tie for fourth most goals ever in a match.
And you know what? I don't think they're, and Danny's not like that. They're not even playing. I don't think the girls even realize it, but the way Abraham Baldwin is kind of set up, they're playing a high line, they're playing three at the back, and they're just wide open. It's just there for them to get that record. I'm just amazed how the other team is actually kind of set up here. 27 minutes, 26 minutes, they're definitely going to score three or four more goals. They just got to make sure they don't concede any as well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Defense for this group has been so good at ball possession, and your group too as well. I feel like they've done a decent job of keeping the ball on their attacking side. What goes into that? Because I know there's a lot of energy that has to be present in order to cut off those passing lanes, turn the ball back around if an opponent ever does try to go on the attack. Yeah, but what all goes into possessing the ball for that long in a match?
Yeah, there's pattern plays that each team will kind of set up, and just like basketball, I keep saying every time I talk to Coach Knight, they run different patterns. It's very similar to soccer, obviously on a larger scale on the field, but once you get your team knowing where your teammate is going to be at a certain time, some of those movements, some of those overlaps, and then it all kind of comes together, it all gels together. It's really exciting to see, and obviously our girls soccer team are definitely one of the best in the nation at that, and you can see. Is she going to score another goal?
Let's see. Left foot shot off the right post.
Yeah. And then they're solid defensively, so you look at them, obviously Abraham are countering, but the girls do such a good job of getting numbers back as well, and getting behind the ball, because they do not want to concede tonight.
Oh, it's like a fun old backyard match at this point for Carey's girls, as we see a ball come nearly our way, hit off the camera up there.
You got everything tonight. You got a Jack Greenwood hat trick, and you got the camera. I think it just stayed on.
Yeah, I think they're good. And Abraham Baldwin's going to make a bunch of subs here, too. Carey's up 21-0 in women's soccer. The guys already won their match against Tougaloo by a final of 8-0. We're talking with Coach Barry Farrell, the man behind the magic from that guy's match earlier. Coach, I don't know if you've kept up with some of the different stuff we've had earlier on this week in athletics, but we had a pretty competitive match in volleyball on Saturday as y'all were having a couple matches at a doubleheader over here. Coach Rhonda Shirley, man, she is the real deal.
Yeah, she was two doors down from me in up in the gym annex, and she moved her office completely down to the Ben Waddle complex, and she's doing a fantastic job with those girls. And again, I think they're similar to men's soccer and women's soccer. I think they're maybe second in the conference at the moment. They've got some big games coming up against Blue Mountain and Mobile. But again, I think they're getting better and better. It seems like they've been getting better and better each game, and I'm sure they're probably one of the favorites for the actual tournament as well. And it's probably the only way one of those teams actually probably make the actual national tournament is winning the conference tournament. I might be wrong on that.
Yeah, but history would be on your side there with leading the conference tournament or winning the whole thing.
Yeah, she's done a fantastic job, and you know they're only in year two with Rhonda. You know, and those girls are young,
so young.
So they could really this next 2-3 years. They keep the same culture, and she's building that culture there of just that winning mentality. And I really need to go see a volley. You know, with soccer, it's so difficult to support each other in the regular season. I actually seen Rhonda at our game there against Faulkner the other night, and I just remember last year volleyball and soccer were on at the same time in Montgomery, and we had a day off, and we went over to the volleyball arena and cheered on the girls against Life, and our girls pulled a great win off, and then they won the next game and they did fantastic. So yeah, it's a great atmosphere between men and women's soccer, volleyball, all going on at the same time.
Yeah, so as you pointed out, William Carey at second place in the volleyball standings right now.
Okay.
Let's see. Mobile at 8-1, Carey at 6-2. So you do the math there on the difference there. It's kind of odd having
win-loss.
But with that, I mean, Carey, they still have Mobile left on the schedule to play again. They lost the earlier season matchup at home. Next time they'll be on the road against them. And so with that, we'll see what happens as the season goes on for volleyball. And we really hope to see this William Carey volleyball team improve and continue to do what they do best out there at the Ben Waddle Complex as the season moves on. We're talking over to Coach Barry Farrell here on Crusader Talk. When we continue, we have got a lot coming up for you here as Tracy English is in the house. We'll talk to him and get a whole lot more input into what's going on in the world of William Carey Athletics. Actually, Coach English may have gone away. We'll figure out who we're talking to next. We still got a couple segments left on Crusader Talk. Stay with us.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Back here live from Danny Owens Field as we continue our episode of Crusader Talk. Glad you're with us live on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 or wherever you get your podcast from. If you aren't familiar with how to listen to us on demand, just search in a different podcast platform, anything from Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, all of them. You can just search for Crusader Talk, and you'll be connected to each and every episode that we have. You can listen back to Dr. Burnett's conversation with us earlier, or listen to an old episode. We heard from Coach Rhonda Shirley, Coach Farrell a couple times on the pod. Even talk to Clayton Rush every now and then. They're over there calling this women's soccer match between Carey and Abraham Baldwin. If you're unfamiliar, Abraham Baldwin, a team out of Georgia that is new to the SSAC. I only have a women's soccer team, not a men's soccer team, but right now it is all Crusaders with about 15 and a half minutes to go, 22 to nothing, as they're trying to hunt down a record of goals scored in a single game. Man, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to score 6 goals in the last 15 minutes because the record is 28. Second place would be 25. I think the girls would take that. But all in all, they are in the top 10 as far as top amount of goals ever scored in an NAIA soccer match, which is pretty impressive. They already set a school record earlier this year with 17-0 as a result twice, and now they have topped themselves yet again. And Coach Farrell, I'll bring you in on this. This is a team that Danny had questions about early on. He was really worried about whether or not they would score their goals. Yep. And obviously we've seen some mixed results out there earlier in the season, but I think they figured some of this out.
Yeah, you know, Mary Angela was a massive loss in late July. But, you know, it looks like they're just about to bring on Karen Vallow now. You know, she's one of the top players for Kerry. And Esselina's out injured for, you know, one of their main players.
Yeah, one of their best goal scorers in addition to Christina Salmon.
Yeah, so, Esselina and Karen and Christina, I mean, woof. That trio of girls in that attacking third is right up there with some of the best players I've seen for our girls team in the last 10 years.
Now, you were telling me a story during one of our breaks about back when you were doing JV soccer, that one of the first guys you ever recruited was
Clayton Rush.
Clayton Rush.
Not the first. Okay.
The first.
The first. I remember I was working. I was the coordinator of intramural sports and kind of just helping out the men's soccer team. And they basically said, hey, we've got a need to bring in a JV soccer team. We've got a lot of kids. Can you start a program and actually go full-time on the soccer side of things and give up my role as intramural director? So it was over the summer, and I had to work quick. I had to bring in 20 guys in, and Clayton Rush was the – this man, he's standing right beside me here. He was the first player I actually recruited as an actual full-time coach here at William Carey. So it's great to see how far Clayton's gone on with his life and being so successful. Yeah, but we were kind of just joking there that he was the first one.
Yeah, and I'll kind of use that as a segue. You know, that was kind of your first experience into coaching at the JV soccer at William Carey. Another guy that's kind of facing similar, not to say battles, but a similar slate of decisions and responsibilities is Robert Gonzalez on the swim team side.
Yeah.
He's got their first team in order right now, and they finally picked up their first conference win as they went to Thomas.
I saw that. We actually had a really good conversation with Coach Robert, myself and Mark Lux, the tennis coach, and he's you can see that's going to be successful. You know, he's striving to build a culture there in the swim team, and I could see it in his eyes. You know, give him another year or two, we could be really good.
By the way, another goal scored by William Carey. It's 23-0 now. Wow. With under 12 to go.
Wow.
So an average of one goal every 3 minutes would mean could see four more if the average holds, and that would put Carey at 27, which would be just one below the record.
Yeah.
I don't know that the girls are aware of the record or are actually battling for it, but they're just out there enjoying themselves.
Yeah, they're just out there playing. You can see Karen Vallow's coming back on, and they just want to play. They just want to play soccer. They look like they're enjoying themselves. What I like, what the girls are doing, none of them are trying to, try and beat everyone. They're still one and two touch. We're moving the ball. We're still respecting the opponent, and obviously. We'll get another goal here. That looks like there's another goal. Ooh, what a finish.
24-0 with 11 minutes to go.
What a great finish that was. Little side volley into the corner. Sometimes when you get these large scores, Carey are still, respecting the opponent. They're not trying to try and beat everyone. They're still moving the ball really, really good. And that's important.
I'll ask you this. What was the largest margin of victory you've ever remembered as a coach for yourself?
On the men's side, we've won, obviously, 8-0 today. There's been a couple of 9-0. Oh, actually, we broke the record, actually. It was 2022. We actually scored 16 goals, and that was the record on the men's side in a 40-year history. We beat Fisk from Tennessee. And Jamie Wynn, I remember we actually had Brandon Birmingham, who actually transferred to Rhode Island D1 after that. He scored 5 goals in the game, which was a record. Jamie Wynn had 4 assists in the game. So that was 16-0 on the men's side of William Carey is the record, and we broke that 2 years ago.
Very impressive there. Mm. So as we still got a couple minutes left in this segment, I want to just kind of talk about what this university has been like as far as from when you started as a player to now. What has been the biggest difference, in your opinion, to what the athletics landscape looks like, specifically at William Carey?
It's the facilities. You know, when I first arrived on campus in July of 2001, we were down on the coast, the old William Carey campus, down just off Beach Drive. And you know, we didn't even have a training field. It was similar to maybe the intramural field, really small. We actually had to play 20 minutes away at another complex. There was no cafeteria, you know. So I'm coming over as an 18, 19 year old kid, and I don't know how to cook, you know. And there's It was a unique experience, but I think I grew from it. You know, I became a lot more independent. And then, you know, what I wanted to do was make sure these kids, and a lot of the coaches, obviously, on Ireland and William Carey here, is make sure they have the experience, which is really, really important. We've got players that have transferred to Division I schools and kind of the word back as well. You know, I had a really good thing at William Carey. Maybe I made a mistake. And that's kind of coming back now to the kids that are staying here. We were able to keep everyone this year, the Jamie Wynns, the Kevin McConnells, and the grass isn't greener on the other side kind of thing. I had a unique experience. So I want to make sure we obviously have a successful team that's competitive, but I also want to make sure it's so important that the kids have that experience in college, because these are the best years of their life. And I think what President Burnett's doing as well, like the environment on campus is amazing. Like we went to lunch there about a week or two in the cafeteria, and you enjoyed that, I know.
Oh, and Clayton and I went back the very next week.
Did you?
Yes, or I think it was the next week. It was while y'all were gone to Point University.
Yeah.
Clayton and I went over and hit it up. I actually did get the fried chicken this time. Dalton back at the studio is gonna. I'm sorry, Dalton. It was a spur of the moment thing. I will invite you next time. I'm sorry, but that was the best fried chicken I've had in a long time.
There you go. No, it's if you haven't had a chance to look at the cafeteria, you definitely need to get on campus for that.
Well, Caleb is teasing me because I am a Carey alumni from a few years ago, so I know how good the food is. I have not had a chance to come back over there. But Caleb, this is what, time number 2 or 3 you've done it without me? You owe
only
me lunch
number
at this
two.
Point.
Only number two. I do owe you lunch. I will pay for you when we go next time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Coach Barry Farrell here with us on Crusader Talk. And I just wanted to ask this because you kind of brought up something about guys getting pulled away for Division I schools in the NCAA. How is that for you in a recruiting effort to bring guys on? Is there ever kind of that thought in the back of your mind of, I can't get somebody that's too good that's only going to last 1 year because he's going to move away? Or is it all just, you know, take it as it comes?
Yes, some of the kids that come in are sometimes NCAA ineligible. Maybe they took two years as a gap year as such from high school. So they have to either go junior college or NAI. And our biggest thing is, hey, we'll get them in. Sometimes maybe an agent or someone will say, hey, you know, can they come in for 1 year and move along? And then they come in and they really enjoy the experience. That's the big thing. If I can get them on campus here, they're playing here at William Carey, and they enjoy themselves and they're developing as a not just a soccer player, as a human being, and they enjoy themselves, they want to stay. So a lot of the times I've seen more kids now, and this year, all those players, the McConnells, the Wynns, they all had a chance to go big NCAA Division I, and I'm super proud because those kids all stayed, and the environment was okay. If they're staying, I'm going to stay, and that just builds that culture.
I think another goal just got scored for William Carey. That makes it 25-0. They haven't added it to the board yet.
Wow.
It's a 3 away. as that will now put them. And it's going to be tough to score three more goals in the last 5 minutes. Could happen. But at 25, they are tied for second.
Oh, wow.
All time.
Wow.
So one more goal, and they are in sole possession of second, which is still a good record to hit nonetheless.
Yeah. No, that's, again, it's still a lot of time. It's still 5 minutes.
Yeah, still 5 minutes. And we will probably have the final seconds tick off the clock when we get to that final segment, or maybe it may happen during break. It's going to depend on the timing. It is a running clock, so we don't have to worry about stoppages getting on our way.
Do you think Danny and Ryan know the actual record?
I don't know. As loud as Josh and Clayton talk sometimes, they may have a little bit of an inkling.
Yeah.
So we could have history coming up next on Crusader Talk. We have one more segment. Still have to get to our Crusaders of the Week and also give you the schedule of what is to come here on campus and around the SSAC. As William Carey Athletics continues here in the year of our Lord 2024. Coach Barry Farrell and I will be back with you when Crusader Talk continues. Stay with us.
The coaches, to the student athletes, and the fans that cheer them on.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Back here on Crusader Talk as we wrap up with you here tonight. Coach Farrell with me, and Lauren Jones is going to join us over here for the podcast. Lauren, what about back-to-back weeks on our podcast as we do this here live field side? I don't know if you were told about what was going on over here as far as the numbers we were crunching. That is the second most goals ever scored in an NAIA match.
Wow.
Y'all were two away from tying the all-time record at 28.
Dang.
Should have given you the ball more. All right, so what is it like for y'all out here? I know that wasn't in the back of your minds, you know, knowing what the record was and trying to chase it, but to come out here and to have in the match y'all had to score 26 goals in blank Abraham Baldwin. Their first time to face y'all in conference play, kind of a rude awakening for a team like that. How was it out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that that's really what we were expecting, but I think that we definitely went out and did what we needed to do tonight to kind of, you know, chase our first goal, which is regular season champions, conference champions. So that was definitely needed tonight.
All right, so Lauren, as you look out there at the performances tonight, what stood out to you as far as the players that got involved and how active, especially players off the bench, were this evening?
Yeah, I think it's really impressive that we can come off the bench and, you know, already be up 10-0 and have players come in and want to score and want to work hard still. It's not ever really lackadaisical. It's always, you know, high intensity, and I think that speaks a lot to the depth of our team and, you know, to the character of our team as well.
You know, some people out there will see the end result of this 26-0 and think, boy, they're just, you know, unsportsmanlike, just want to run up the score. But this is more of a y'all don't want to ever have that mentality of letting up.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the way Coach Owens preaches to y'all?
Absolutely, yeah.
So as y'all are going through that second half, you already come out with a 14-0 lead at the break. You know, what was his message to y'all going forward in his words?
Just continuing to be professional about it and take it seriously and just keep playing our game. That's really all we can do.
Absolutely. That's the only thing you can control is yourselves. All right, so the rest of the season in front of you, still got some postseason play. Another regular season, is it just one match? Yes, against Mobile. Big one coming up on Thursday. What do you expect to see as you go out there?
Well, we haven't really talked about it, to be honest. Like I said last time,
one
it's really just
time.
One game at a time. Yeah, so, I mean, always going to give it our all, and especially, you know, final conference game, final guaranteed game, so really looking forward to that.
And you're going to have a hosted first round game here at this very field. Good home field advantage to have. We look forward to seeing what the Crusaders do at what will be their next home game here at Danny Owens Field. Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, that is Lauren Jones joining us here as we continue on Crusader Talk here live from Danny Owens Field. Coach Farrell, what impressed you the most about this one?
You know what? You kind of said it. They still respected the opponent. I don't think the girls and even the coaching staff knew about the record. They still played the right way, if you want to call it. Even there with, you know, 1 minute left, they just kept the ball. They still using one and two touch. They're still playing the same way, which is it's good to see when you still respected the opponent is kind of what I said. You know, and I was probably disappointed the way Abraham Baldwin set up. They were so exposed, high line, three at the back. It was, you would think, coming to William Carey, and maybe that's a learning lesson for the opponent, you know, because they play UT Southern, they play William Carey, they play Life. You got three teams in the top six or top seven of the NAI rankings that, you know, I think next season they mightn't be so offensive is kind of what I'm looking for. But really good performance from our girls. A lot of players scored goals out there, kind of cleared the bench. Didn't seem like there was any injuries as well, and they still had one of their best players on the bench as well. They'll be confident going into the Mobile game. It's always a hostile environment down in Mobile. Great performance from the girls.
All right, let's quickly run through our Satyrs of the week. First on the men's side, for men's swimming, it's Braden Jacobs. Earned 38 points in their first ever conference win. That was against Thomas. Won all four races he participated in, three individual wins and one relay. And then on the women's side, Christina Salmon, her team went 2-0 this week. Now an additional win against Abraham Baldwin. 11 points, that's goals and assists in the way those points all spread out. Three goals plus three assists in the win against Faulkner. But tonight she ties the Carey record for most goals scored in a game with a double hat trick. Six goals.
Wow.
Tonight at home. To look now at the schedule for us this week. Nothing going on Tuesday or Wednesday. Soccer will be on the road traveling to Mobile. Women's games start at 5. Guys will play at 7:30. Should be a great set of matchups.
Yep.
On the road. Cross country, men and women, will be in Athens, Tennessee on Friday. Women's volleyball will be at home for a pair of games this weekend. Friday at 6 o'clock against UT Southern, and then against Blue Mountain. That's a big one at 1 p.m. on Saturday. So that's your rundown of Carey Athletics this week. And, hey, what a great hour we've had this evening live from Danny Owens Field. It was a fun one. Good weather for it.
Yeah.
Just means the equipment works and we can have ourselves that steak tour we've been talking about. We've proven we can do this thing live and remote. So keep that in the back of your head. And if any of the local restaurant owners are listening, we can bring you a lot of business. Trust us. We're professionals. All right. Thanks so much, Coach Farrell, for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we got to do this again at an event for sure.
Absolutely. All right, for everybody that helped make the broadcast possible, for Dalton Stanford back in the studio, Josh West for talking to us earlier, Dr. Burnett, and everybody, I'm Caleb Hamill. Until next time, good night, God bless, and go Satyrs.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.